aboard Carnival Horizon.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker on assignment.
Here's your cruise news briefs for Tuesday, July 20th, 2021, here in my 1A stateroom on Carnival Horizon. Very windy outside, so we couldn't do it out there today. Carnival Cruise Line has announced more scheduled return to service dates for seven of its ships. Carnival Pride, Glory, and Dream are set to resume cruises in September, sailing to the Bahamas and Caribbean, while in October, Carnival Freedom, Sensation, Elation, and Conquest will also resume cruising to the Caribbean and the Bahamas. Cruises on Carnival Sunshine from Charleston, Ecstasy from Jacksonville, and Liberty from Port Canaveral have been canceled through October 31st. By the fall, 15 Carnival ships will have returned to service. And Royal Caribbean's newest ship, Odyssey of the Seas, has embarked on her test cruise from Port Everglades yesterday. The ship will be stopping at Royal Caribbean's private island, Perfect Day, at Coco Cay. If the ship gets the appropriate approval from the CDC following the simulated voyage, she'll begin revenue sailings on July 31st from Fort Lauderdale. To date, Freedom of the Seas from Port Miami and Serenade of the Seas from Seattle have both completed and passed the CDC-mandated test sailings. And 3 hours. Yeah, that's all it took for Regent Seven Seas Cruises to sell out its 2024 World Cruise aboard the Seven Seas Mariner. Wow. Regent, which is owned by Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, opened bookings last Wednesday morning, and just before noon, it was sold out completely. Fares for this 34,500 nautical mile journey started at $74,000 per person and went up to $200,000 per person for a master suite. The voyage is set to leave Port Miami in January of 24. And cruise line stocks down again on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 5.7%, 19.70. Royal Caribbean down 4%, 69.51. And Norwegian down 5.4%, 21.87. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Aboard Carnival Horizon, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.